The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There's one spring-blooming shrub that can look magnificent when cared for properly, or horrendous when not. It's the spirea. When allowed to grow into its normal form, a spirea in full flower is breathtaking. Unfortunately, so many gardeners plant them in the wrong location and they get too big, blocking windows and walkways. They resort to pruning them into little geometric shapes. What a shame. We mostly know spirea as a colorful ornamental shrub that's native to northern climates. But it's related to herbaceous plants such as filipendula, and you'll sometimes see those plants referred to as a spirea as well. Actually, the word for aspirin is derived from spirea because the active ingredient, salicylic acid, was first extracted from a filipendula plant. Spirea shrubs are either spring or summer blooming. Many gardeners are familiar with the classic bridal wreath or Van Houtii spirea. It's a 6-foot-tall shrub with cascading white flowers in spring. Birch leaf spirea is more tame than the bridal wreath, but still has beautiful white spring flowers and great fall foliage color. There are many summer-blooming spireas, too. One of my favorites is Goldflame. It has golden leaves that contrast beautifully with pink flowers on a compact shrub. Deadhead the flowers faithfully, and it will rebloom in late summer. Anthony Waterer is a common rose-pink flowering spirea that only grows 2 to 3 feet tall. Spireas are also favorites of butterflies and their larvae, so they make nice small shrubs in a butterfly garden. Grow spireas in full sun on well-drained, fertile soil. Most are hardy to zones 3 and 4. Prune spring bloomers after flowering and summer bloomers now. Remove dead, diseased, and broken branches and prune to open up the crowded center. Mulch to keep the soil consistently moist. And now for this week's tip, plant out cool season brassicas such as broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts now. Protect their stems with cutworm collars if they've plagued your garden in the past. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about 4 o'clocks. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.